This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Raise Your Game, and Nizam Ahmad from Leadonomics will be talking about having a growth mindset, one of my favorite topics. And success and opportunity come at different times, and for some, it only starts when they've been in the working world for a while. For those who started their career in the later years compared to younger executives, what's important is always having a growth mindset. So, tell us why this particular topic?
Very good morning. Thank you, Frida, for having me on the show. Yes, that's right. Today's topic is most relevant for people who plan to further their studies while working or had a later career start, and that's mean anyone, managers, new employees, even senior staff. Mm. This topic actually very close to my heart because I entered the working world as Clerk Cum Dispatch right after high school in SPM. Only 15 years later did I get my opportunity to further my studies and get a proper qualifications. In my case, I realised that helped me have a better career path and opportunity ahead. Having a late start in my professional career also meant that I didn't have a lot of basic nailed down skills that were perhaps required for the professional working world. It was not easy. Seriously, it was not easy. But from this, I learned that no matter where you start in life, it is important to have a growth mindset because that's really what will propel you forward in your career.
Right. So you started your career in dispatch, working as a clerk, and then moving up the career ladder. And of course, you get your degree, and now you're doing your master's.
Yes, I'm doing my master now.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so it's a very good story. So what does it really mean to have a growth mindset? How does one have a growth mindset?
Okay. There are three areas I'd like to cover today. The first one is about the thought process behind the decision-making. When it comes to wanting to grow yourself and your career, sometimes the tough part isn't the decision itself, but the thought process before that. The second part I would like to talk about is the journey itself. If you have unconventional education path or career start, things can be very challenging. There are often no benchmark or some other footstep to follow, but I want people to know that's not impossible. Lastly, the third part, I'm going to talk about the post-graduation, what happened after that. This is the most critical part of things. Moving forward to the role we have been preparing for ourselves.
Okay, and I know I want to get into the challenges that obviously came with that, right? Mm. Or the thought process behind. But before that, also, I can imagine, like, even when you believe yourself, I'm sure people around you probably even didn't believe you.
You're right. It is something that really tough. Sometimes you know that people are like trying to get you. They know you're capable to do so. But there are also times that your friends have your skeptical mind about you.
Right.
They said you are too old. Are you ready for it or not? Can you take all the challenges or not?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about the challenges that can come with decision-making or the thought process behind it.
Okay, a lot of people limit themselves even before trying. They already know that they need certain qualifications to move to a better career path, but they spend more time worrying or feeling fearful of the future. Mm. Sometimes people just need a little bit of push. Yes, there's a lot of uncertainty, especially when you're not sure if you're ready or not. Is your mental ready or not for it? Mm. But it is important to stay focused in what actually motivates you in the first place, what gives you that dream, and make one thing that drives you forward. Let it be more powerful than your fears.
Okay.
I know everyone has a different reason for furthering their studies. I met many people during the 4 years when I get my degree. Some because the company push it, some because they are for self-satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
But majority did it for career progression, and that what motivating factor for them.
Okay.
Going back to decision making, I would like to share about a tool called E-Ratio. E stands for entertainment and education. So, E-ratio is about how you level your entertainment versus your education.
Oh.
If your entertainment ratio is higher in your life, your self-development will probably be lower as compared to having a higher ratio of education.
Okay, is this something you developed, like your E-ratio?
I heard it's one of my programs that I attended, but I just can't remember where, but it is very good to put it in life.
Okay.
E versus E.
Okay.
Education versus entertainment.
Entertainment. Okay,
yeah.
Now, how does someone apply this concept on a practical level, though?
I'll start with my own story. Personally, I was fully aware of the importance of getting a qualifications. I'm blessed. I'm surrounded with good people that always encourage me to do so. Good colleagues, good boss. They would encourage you too, as they can see your potential. At that time of My sister-in-law is heavily pregnant, but she still attended her MBA classes. If she can, why I can't?
Okay.
And I also asked some friends, how was it attending classes? And some of them give me a very good feelings, impression, and you can meet people, that kind of stuff. But my wife actually dragged me to the universities openly.
See? That's so
and hard. She even helped me to fill out the application form. So what I'm trying to say is that individuals, sometimes they know they need to take the first step, but to have someone to push you, it's help.
Okay.
So I just want to say to those listening now, you may have colleagues, your friends, your family members who may be thinking of continuing their study. Please give them your full support, encourage them and help them.
Okay. Now, I just want to go back a little bit. You started working after your SPM, and the reason you didn't further your studies then, was it financial? Was it no interest? What was it then? Not interested in school at that time?
I'm going back about to economy factors because I'm the eldest of 9 siblings.
Ah, so it was financial reasons.
Yes, it was financial, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, back to your story. So you're saying that when it comes to the thought process and decision making, you have to not allow your fear to cloud your judgment. You need to make the first step, and it helps to have someone push you.
Exactly, you're right. Without my wife, I don't think I've even go to the universities openly and sign for it.
What's your wife's name?
Her name is Fatima. I love you, honey.
Okay, thanks, Fatima. Now, how about the journey? So how did you make it through the rest of your studies?
Well, let's go to move the second part of the topic. And the struggle is real. Mm. It is really real. Juggling many balls, your family, your friends, your work, your community, your own personal interests, it is a hard game. I would say almost half of my close friends unfortunately did not complete it, and they dropped out of their courses at different stages. For example, on my first day at class, my first ever day, I met this gentleman, and he's a police officer. Be a friend with him, so I thought if I got ticket, I know who to turn to. Unfortunately, the second day, second class, he didn't turn up, and I rang him, and he said the wife just delivered a baby. So, okay, fine, I'll see you in third class. And over the third class, he didn't turn up also. And when I called him, he said, sorry, bro, I can't make it. I just can't continue. I got baby to look after.
Yeah, and I think that's got to be hard as well, right? With a new baby and all that. Oh, you know,
Sure, it does.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say here, it's the struggle is real. So we need to get some friends or somebody that can motivate you. And you have to get in to give up something in order to make sure that you continue the journey.
Okay.
So it is hard to be a parent and study, but I would like to share tips I learned from Zaid Muhammad, a good new friend I just met.
Okay, Zaid, yes, I know this gentleman. What did you learn from him?
So Zaid talks about the 5-finger rule. Mm-hmm. Basically, to have a good grip on your life, especially in making major decisions, you need to be committed on a few things. For example, your first finger is your commitment as a husband. Mm. Second finger is your commitment as a mom or a dad. The third finger as a child to your parents. The fourth one, employee, or you are a business owner. And the fifth one could be about your hobbies. So we all have a different set of commitment. Looking at the studies, in order for you to focus and get a good goal, probably you have to let go of your hobby. For example, you enjoy golf, and you have to attend classes, you have to finish up your assignment or prepare exam, you probably have to drop your golf. The 5-finger rule reminds us that if you're adding a new commitment without letting go of any, you're probably not able to have a good grip and better control of your life.
Okay, very interesting. Five fingers and what you can hold in your hand.
Yes.
Simple and good tip by Zaid, and thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah. And I'd like to add, not only we have to have a good grip, we also have to have a strong determination and will. But to have a good companion where we can support each other is also important. Of course, there'll be many obstacles, but trust me, it is sweet ending when you are handed your certificate on your graduation day.
With the motherboard. Yeah?
Yes.
So how did you feel after completing that?
Very relieved, and thank God. 4 years journey, I survived. And I have to say, without those who love you, your family, your colleagues, your boss, your organization, who is there for you, directly or indirectly supporting you, the struggle could be worse.
All right, so we're going to talk about what next after the degree. How can you level up your game? Very interesting. Nizam Ahmad from Leadernomics, Having a Growth Mindset. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to Raise the Game on Enterprise. Frida Liu here speaking to Nizam Ahmad from Leadernomics. It's about having a growth mindset. You know, Nizam earlier was sharing about your career and how important having a growth mindset. Started off as dispatch, in working as a clerk, and then moving up your career path, and now working with Leadernomics, getting your degree, got your degree,
doing
your master's as well. Yes. So, okay, so after degree, what next? So how can you level up your game?
So recently, a local university that well known for adult learners had their 22nd convocation. Since 2002, if not mistaken, they produced approximately 77,000 graduates. May exactly probably like me, have a later start in career. So what happened to all of them? That brings us to the third part of today's conversations, which is moving to the real professions. I would like to share that in Leadernomics, we have a framework that we refer to, the Center of Creative Leadership Competencies Framework, that addresses the area of lead self, lead others, and lead business. It reminds us that before we can lead others, before we can lead business, we have to lead ourselves. Yes, we did the first step getting the degree, but it's just the beginning. We really have to catch up.
Catch up? What do you mean by that?
I trust all my friends out there who have gotten their degree should have a better career now. But one thing for sure, we really had to catch up for the years that we lost, especially in learning certain skills.
Okay, so what makes you say that?
Well, we start our professional career a little later, but you'll find that the supporting role you had before the degree may not really expose you too much. For example, like you probably learn about SWOT analysis, PASTEL, the Gantt chart during your classes, but you may not have a hands-on experience in applying those things. Okay. In my case, while I was in supporting recruitment role, I was only exposed to DISC profiling at 32 years old, where young HR executives who graduated in their early 20s were very familiar with it already. So many of us were probably never given exposure to present to the leadership team, doing a sales pitch. Hence, we really have to catch up with these skills. Our communication skills, interpersonal skills, we really have to work hard.
So how did you catch up?
I used the same determination that I put while I'm studying and replicated that to the working environment. You get help and ask for directions and advice from people around you. Always seek opportunities to take up new challenges. I don't think our bosses will stop us. If you like to set up and take the challenge, they will probably be more than happy. We have to change our mindset from a doer to a leader to take charge and evolve.
Evolve?
Yep, evolve. We need to move away from our administration mindset and use our professional skills to build up our unit, our organizations. Recently, our CEO, Roshan Thiron, talked about the evolution of human resources. He shared that HR function used to play more of an administration role. You're doing your payroll, your annual leave, preparing letters. It then evolved to HR as functional experts in manpower, planning, hiring, budgeting. Next, HR moved to strategic role. HR people look into succession planning, people management, people strategy, and now HR is seen as a business leader. As a business leader, HR people is helping leaders in an organization to align business objectives with employees and management. They act as a consultant to management on human resource-related issues. So as a new but not so young executive, we too must evolve from administration mindset to a functional expert, a strategist, and probably one day a business leader in our own field. The HR revolution takes years, but we don't have years. We have to switch gears faster. The competition is really high.
So you got to switch gears faster, right?
You
so
must.
How do you start? How do you, you know, start moving faster?
You must do it now.
Okay.
Take up the new challenge.
Hari ini juga.
And make yourself visible. Ask, observe, and absorb. Apply the SWOT analysis to yourself. Mm. Ask yourself, what is your strength? And what's your weakness? What is your opportunities and threat? Learn about Industry 4.0. Read up about the VUCA world. Mm. And find out about Blue Ocean Strategy. Talk to people about these things to learn more. those friends in HR, instead of just busying yourself with interview scheduling, preparing offer letters, or managing staff clearance, take charge of the performance management cycle. Be part of the calibration process. Do salary benchmarking. Come up with the people engagement activities. Our IT friends own the ERP, the Enterprise Resources Planning. Explore the digital world. It's in thing right now, so you cannot be behind. In manufacturing or retail, be part of the supply chain management process. Involved in project management, those in project management, you have to own the PERT chart or Gantt chart. The management office people, introduce workout process if you sense issues with organization performance. Introduce a new way of business such as flexible working hours. It's in thing right now. People are really looking for it. Watch or attend TED Talks for the latest updates across industry. And for the immediate managers and organization out there, you can help to polish your colleagues by giving them exposure. Bring them to an important meeting, empower them, and get them to be a group or project leader.
Oh, in the case of Roshan, getting you to come on radio.
Exactly. Thank you, boss.
You know, and one of the things, so as we're talking, right, I find also because you weren't given the privilege earlier on in life that you're hungrier. And sometimes when people have got everything in life, they might take that for granted.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So maybe, you know, and so that hunger comes from the fact that you didn't have as much opportunity as before.
Yep, there's always a limitation.
But, you know, these are excellent tips, right? And you seem to cover quite a few industries as well. No excuses. So what's next for you?
Well, I did my degree. Mm-hmm. When I did my degree, I had 2 boys. Now I'm doing my MBA in Human Potential Management. I'm having 4 boys. I have to think really, really hard if I like to pursue for a PhD or not. But joke aside, my point is not so much about collecting qualifications. The point is really to keep growing. And you have to think about what that means for you in your own field. So remember to be driven by your motivations. Don't let your fears limit you. The second thing, take the first step and find an accountability buddy or someone who will push you. Third one, apply the 5-finger rule throughout your journey. And the last one, change your mindset from a doer to a leader, from administration mindset to a business mindset. Then only can you grow and continue to add value to your organization and to yourself.
Thanks for being with us, Nizam. It's been a very inspirational story for me. You made my day. Thanks for sharing. Of course, I've been speaking to Nizam Ahmad from Leadernomics, talking about having a growth mindset. You've been listening to Raise Your Game on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.